All right, looks like we're about topped out in Mumble. Hi, everybody. Asher is unfortunately out today. He couldn't be here with you.
Kashnir, you're sure your microphone is on? I see your key up, but I don't hear anything.
Don't troll me, Apple. I'm not gonna fail. I'm not gonna fall for that. I'll take your claps now. It was a worthy effort, but futile. All right, I am pleased to be here in place of Asher. Unfortunately, he's out, but I have the privilege of announcing our new doctoring to replace Eagle Fleet. I pasted a little too much by accident, but that's okay. This is the return of Doc of Fleet, now with better fitting, fewer links per ship, and we did it after the hack meta changes instead of before. Please welcome back the Hurricane Hull in a much improved form. So, like I said, this is going to be the thing that replaces Eagle Fleet. This is command ships. It's the Sleipnir, pronunciation depends. So you want Minmatar Battlecruiser 5. You want a trained command ship. This is essentially a much upgraded version of a hack is how we're going to use this. It deals enough damage to deal with the heavy battleship fleets that are now a much more substantial part of the meta, right? But it also moves quickly. It has artillery, which is a very reliable weapon system. Yeah, this is the big announcement. Hello. So I have accidentally also linked another item, which is that we have now published the Unified Strategic Doctrine thread. This is one of the most incredible threads I've ever seen. Go ahead and open it. Nemus is pasting it. If you open this, you will see every doctrine that we currently use: strategic, peacetime, whatever. So as you might have noticed, there's like 800. Wow, there's over 800 people here. There's a lot going on lately. So this is your guide if you're new to the Imperium. If you're new to Goon Swarm, or even if you're not, but you just haven't been paying attention, or if you're watching Director Bot ping and you're like, what the heck is this doctrine? Or if you see a Director Bot ping and it says FC Choice and you don't know what that means, this is your guidebook to what you can fly in the Imperium and all of the different crap we use. It's finally all together in one place. John Hartley's name is even in it. Go check out this thread. This is an amazing repository of knowledge. It's so interesting that I've lost my place in the agenda, as a matter of fact. All right, let me look for questions about doctrine stuff real fast. Eagle Class, if the skill checker is updated, I don't know the answer to that, but I assume not yet. I see a bunch of questions about skill levels. It's okay if you don't have command ships 5. It's a great thing to train. It doesn't make or break. It's not required for the doctrine. Jiraiya, I can't be tricked in this fashion any longer. I thought of, we ended up with a better broadcast. I was thinking about making fun of myself in a broadcast about that word, but all right, let's move on. I want to again hype. We just launched this last week. Secret Santa is up. I don't actually know the timing of when you need to sign up by, but I assume it is still open because it's only the 2nd of December. Boom, Secret Santa thread. Okay, it sounds, I'm being quoted the 18th of December. If someone can confirm, that means you have some time to get in on this. Darth Killith asks, was Asher too busy for recording the next scope video? No, Asher was just unfortunately wasn't able to make it today. He didn't feel great, so he has to take care of things, and here we are, because the Alliance can still operate unbelievably for one weekend without him. It's been tough, I'll tell you what. He might also be kissing girls. He might not be telling us quite the truth. It's always a possibility, someone asks. Okay, so we have a new thread about Link Swarm, which is being rebooted under Gooniversity. We have new leadership there. I will paste this thread. Please check this out. Ankh, feel free to speak up, unmute if you want to talk about this.
So Link Swarm has been around for a long time, and basically since the onset of Boots. But as a SIG, it hasn't had an awful lot of love recently, and a lot of fleets are lacking boots or lacking competent and trained boosters, particularly those people with the skills. So Link Swarm is a place if you want to feel far superior than everyone else on a fleet and know that you are better than everyone else just by existing. The key thing is we are going to be focusing a lot of this on training people up on how to use boost ships and command ships properly from command destroyers up, but also actually understand why we're using certain boosts in different situations. And the most important thing is it's the only way you can get mind link implant reimbursement as well.
There you go. We've tied SRP to this. If you like to do links, if you heard about Command Ships 5 and you were like, you know what, I want to do more with that command ship, get into Link Swarm. All right, we have more from Gooniversity, actually. There is coming up Ask a Director Gate Camp Beehive Edition. This is coming up in 2 weeks after the Fireside. There is a whole slate of directors who want to answer your questions. There's a schedule. They all have slots. It's the most organized thing I have possibly ever seen in Goonswarm, except for our SRP department. Right. It's just incredible. So thank you for the links, Ankh. Do you want to say anything else about that?
I mean, mostly last year we did this, and we had probably about 200 different people come throughout the period, and it was really exhausting to go through it. But yeah, it's a great opportunity, and we're going to run it from Beehive, so it's also going to be a great time for you to jump in your favorite crabbing ship and make some goodies with hopefully a lot of people in Beehive giving us a nice umbrella as well. And for anyone who can't fly Redeemers, we will also have a gate camp up and running.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much. There is a question about us being organized in the chat. As a matter of fact, we pulled off an Ermalin asset safety op last night, and I believe no one even died or warped to the wrong place. It was incredible. And speaking of that, another agenda item, there is another move op immediately after the Fireside today down from F7C, which of course I can't find the link for. Heavens to Murgatroyd. But it is right after the Fireside today. It is on the forums. There is a link. Blammo. There we go. Ha! All right, let's see. What else have we got today? There is a strategic op in, well, what is for tonight, for some of you is tonight, for others of you is early tomorrow morning. It is at 09:30 on December 3rd. So again, that is tonight. It is 13 hours and 20 minutes from now. If you can be there, there's going to be a lot of stuff going down. We've lined up multiple timers for hostels. This is a really sort of a multi-timer pappy extravaganza that we're going after, so please be there if you can. We got one link, I'll spam it some. This is big. I might take a nap for this and show up for this, even though it's in the middle of the night. It'll be exciting. Weekend gaming, right? Okay, let's see. What have I missed?
Your mind?
Years ago, dude. Okay, I want to put up a reminder that we have switched our faction warfare allegiance so that we are joining Angels for Pirates and Kaldari if you want to fight Fac War. If you are in corporation leadership, we've tried to talk to you already. That's something that we're trying to get all goons into so that we don't have conflict within the Alliance. Please join one of those two factions. Faction War, the SIG is very active. There's a ton of goons participating in that stuff. Please get out there if you're interested in things in Empire space. Let's see. So as you might have heard, we had a recent interruption in market services a couple weeks ago. A bunch of other stuff happened too. The market is still a little thin. So if you are looking at market stocking as a way to make money, there's a lot of money to be made is what that means. When I say the market is thin, what that implies is that there is money to be made because not enough people are doing it. It's an opportunity. It's not really asking someone to do more work. It's saying, hey, get out there. If you've never looked at this before, if you want to import some stuff, now is a great time to do it. And that is the truth. So get out there. I also have a special present for one Dynex charger. Can anyone guess what this is about? You guys are really good guessers. How did you manage to figure that out? You're all correct in chat. It is about PI. So I have something very special, which I'm going to paste. These are the ratios of P4 PI in my big capital construction bill of material. So what this says, after a bunch of math I've been doing, is that there's basically five times as many wetware mainframe as sterile conduits in the overall bill. I know it's just a little bit of math. I'm sorry to bring so much math into the Fireside, but hey, it's my Fireside. I can do what I want. These numbers can tell you what P4s are going to have sustained demand if you are looking at PI and you know that you want to make the hard stuff and you want to sell that. We will be buying so much of the top three, you have no idea. So there's your special PI present from the CAS side. All right. That was a technically different word, Jirai. All right. I'll take a question from chat. And Manicus asks, how do I get into importing? So really all you need to do is look at the market. We have a tool called Goonmetrics that tries to help a little bit with breaking out what is cheaper to import. But all you need to do is look at jump rate service prices, look at some stuff that is cheaper in JITA and that will sell and delve stuff that you sometimes need. Often what I do is I'll bring in a bunch of stuff that I'm going to need and then end up selling some portion of it. I'll bring in more than what I know, you know, that I'm going to use, for example, implants or things like this, and then try and sell it in 1DQ. And you don't want to do very much of any one thing. It's about stocking the market so that things are available, and that's what will keep things moving through the 1DQ market. But there are a lot of people doing this and managing some small portion of the trillions and trillions that flow through 1DQ. every month. Okay, I think we are actually all the way through all the agenda items I have. Oh, one last reminder. Due to the pod incident, if you were not paying attention and you were missing mid-grade amulets for your dread, for your battleship, if you're flying any of our armored battleships, mid-grade amulets are now required. We're not going to be vicious about this for probably another couple weeks, but you really should get your pod back if that hasn't been done yet. We've endeavored to keep prices stable with the producers of that. You should be able to buy the full set that you need very cheaply in 1DQ still. That shouldn't be a problem. Please get that done. Okay, let me try and read back chat and see what I've missed.
You should talk about scouts, Kazanir. Apparently we need scouts.
Join scouts. Scouts is one of the great SIGs. I actually wanted to ask Ankh this and I forgot, so I didn't get him to put the list together. But there's a few SIGs out there that are really good for getting your foot in the door of doing many types of space jobs that are good for learning the ropes and for seeing a new part of the Alliance that you don't get as a member of, you know, just the line of just main fleet or maybe of, you know, of just your corps. Scouts is one of those that you don't need a ton of experience with the game to go do. You know, you don't need to have a ton of super skilled accounts. You know, we can take that information. It's very useful. Get into scouts. It's the same thing as if you want to become an FC. We have a whole program of skirmish commanders to get you into it, even if you are worse than me at this game, which is very impressive that they can then take people and educate them that way, right? So that, join SIGs and squads. That's how I think we will close. Have I missed anything? All directors are now welcome to make fun of me. Lilith Ultra asks, there is FC training? Absolutely. That is what we call skirmish commanders. It's a SIG. It's essentially open recruitment. You can apply and join, and there is a training program that will attempt to teach you how to lose slightly fewer ships than the average goon. That's a very high average. We want you to be slightly lower. That's what skirmish commanders is about.
So if you need to move a capital, please move yourself as fast as possible to F7C, because I don't want to hang around for ages. So if you're on the way from F7C to 1DQ, we're moving you. We start moving in 15 minutes, or at least start pinging the fleet out. Please get your ass to F7C, because I don't want to wait for hours. We're going to, like, 15 minutes after the ping, we're going to start moving. So here's your warning. Get yourself to F7C or wherever your capital is, and be ready.
All right, we'll close there. Like I said earlier, there's a ton of stuff happening in this Alliance every day. Pings are going out. We are always going out there and trying to kill Pappy in really a dozen different types of situations and metas all over the map of New Eden. So we will see you in the move-up on F7C in 10 minutes. Thank you all so much, Goonswarm. Talk to you soon.